Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is the place. Family owned and operated and the home of the million mile warranty. Free AC inspections every day and $15 oil changes every Wednesday. Service you can trust. Madison Automotive. Call 386-9600 or visit madisonautomotive.com.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Let's get this party jumping.
Next week, Gary Parish is going to have a bunch of celebrities filling in for him. Raiders defensive tackle Dan Williams with a very special guest. Mayor Jim Strickland is going to be hosting. You know who's really disappointed, Roser? Because I was talking to him last night. Is our buddy Zach Myers, guitarist from Shinedown, who their tour kicked off at the Carnival of Madness at the Lander Center later this month. But Brad had asked him to fill in, and he was going to, but he's out of town. He's like up in Wisconsin or something, so he can't do it. He told me he was going to have all kinds of great guests. Who did he tell me? He said he was going to bring on, I think, obviously, Conley was one of them, David Freese, J.J. Watt, somebody else. He's like, I had the whole show planned, but he couldn't do it. There's going to be some really good ones next week. Dan Williams, Mayor Strickland, and who knows who else. Forrest Goodman's going to be filling in for me next week after the 4th. But if something huge happens, I'll call in. Also, then the next week, we're going to be at SEC Media Dish live from Birmingham. Later today on 92.9, Eric Castletown Show comes on at 2 o'clock. Eric's doing his show live from KMOX in St. Louis. James Herbert from CBS Sports is going to be talking free agency with him. He's got his 24-second shot clock. Gary Parrish is on at 4 o'clock. Forrest Goodman filling in. Dan Walken from USA Today will be on, as will Jeff Calkins. And then tonight on 790, you can listen to the Cardinals versus the Brewers. My dentist is Mady Sadeghi. The name of his place is the Smile Center. If you don't have a dentist, if you're new in town, if you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, go where I go, the Smile Center. Beautiful, comfortable office, really nice people, the best dentist in the Mid-South area, Mady Sadeghi. Here's how you get a hold of him. Call him, 309-1333, 309-1333. The Smile Center takes comfort to a whole new level. They bring us to top five at 1205.
The beginning of hour number two provides an experience unlike anything the universe has ever seen.
This is how we're going to do it right now.
The five most important things on Verno's incredible brain on this very day.
It's like this. I'm going to start from the top.
It's the top five at 1205 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just see this story by Mark Spears? NBA has announced free agent O.J. Mayo has been dismissed and disqualified for the NBA for violating the terms of the NBA anti-drug program.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Is eligible, Mayo is eligible to apply for reinstatement in 2 years. There is going to be a 30 for 30 on this one day.
What? Has that, I've never heard of that. Dismissed and disqualified from the NBA?
That's
for violating terms of the, I mean, how many times do you have to get caught?
Well, he's only been suspended that one time, right?
I think so. I mean, he said he took a wiener pill or something, right? He didn't, but you know, remember?
Right. No, it was an energy drink.
Oh, yeah, it was an energy drink. That's what it was. It was something. I thought it was a wiener pill. Who was the wiener pill? Oh, that was Calathus. Calathus took the wiener pill. Dismissed and disqualified.
Kicked out of the league.
How do you get kicked out? What did he do?
Ron Artest and Steven Jackson went in the crowd and beat up fans, and they didn't get like disqualified from the league?
Well, I mean, what do you do to earn this? O.J. Mayo has been kicked out of the NBA?
It'll come out eventually. People are going to be chasing that story. It's going to come out what happened.
How do you get kicked out of the NBA? He's like smoke crack in Adam Silver's office? You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, he hadn't been like, had there been the long suspension that I don't know about? I mean, a repeat violator or something? I mean, that is crazy. I had to make sure that was not a fake tweet. I got hit by one last night. Did you see me, Roser? I'm making this number one. O.J. Mayo's been kicked out of the league. This guy was like one of my favorites. Ugh.
You and Harrington were talking about him yesterday.
We were talking about him yesterday.
If it came down to O.J. and Lance Stevenson, and we're like all in on the juice.
Wow. O.J. Mayo is kicked out of the NBA? And, like, a repeat offender or something, but, like, maybe he was, as far as I know, he hasn't been, like, arrested or anything, right? Because that would be one, right? Like, let's say you're a drug dealer or something, and then you got arrested, right? They come in your house, and you got, like, bricks of cocaine or something. They probably, and then I can see it. But, like, this sounds like he's violated their rules. He's out of the league for 2 years. Like, he's not going to... It's over.
Yeah.
What in the world? Because as far as I know...
Well, he's going to let himself go if he's out of the league for 2 years. He's 28 years old right now. He turns 29 in November.
He can't even try to come back until he's 30.
He cannot apply for reinstatement until he's 30 years old.
What did he do? Seriously, like, what... Performance enhancement? Is it performance enhancement? Is it, like wreck drugs? Violating the... I mean, this story is going to come out. Yeah, hopefully by the time we're off the air today. Yeah, but damn it, this is... That is crazy. I've never even heard of that.
Here's the release from the NBA. The NBA announced today that free agent O.J. Mayo has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA-NBPA anti-drug program. Under the anti-drug program, Mayo is eligible to apply for reinstatement in 2 years. The NBA, NBA teams, and the Players Association are prohibited from publicly disclosing information regarding the testing or treatment of any NBA player under the anti-drug program, other than to announce a player's suspension or dismissal from the league. Someone will still get it. It'll come out.
Brian just sent me on Twitter, how you gonna get fired on your day off? It is Friday.
It is Friday. Hey, and now he ain't got no job? He got his to do. Like, it can't be marijuana. Like, he ain't going to kick you out of the league for smoking marijuana. Like,
I mean, I hate to speculate, but that's exactly what I'm doing. You have to be a drug dealer, right?
There's got to be something.
But he didn't get arrested. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You would think that's the way it goes down.
Or he's been popped for PEDs one too many times. Some steroid. Like, you pop for something like that.
And they just keep testing him by and go. But he hasn't been suspended again, right? He had the one suspension when he played for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he hadn't been suspended other than that one time. Maybe the NBA's telling him behind closed doors, all right, dude, like...
No, you would get suspended again.
You would,
there's like
you
a,
would think.
There's a protocol.
Something that happened.
There's a protocol for that.
Yes.
So something happened, but there was no arrest. We never saw the O.J. Mayo got arrested story.
No.
This is like way fascinating.
Yes.
Dismissed and disqualified from the NBA. Like, read that. You still have that press release up?
Yes, here, I got it. It says the NBA announced today that free agent O.J. Mayo has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA NBPA anti-drug program. Under the anti-drug program, Mayo is eligible to apply for reinstatement in 2 years. The NBA, NBA teams, and the Players Association are prohibited from publicly disclosing information regarding the testing or treatment of any NBA player under the anti-drug program, other than to announce a player's suspension or dismissal from the league. It'll get out, though.
Okay, here you go. It says, O.J. Mayo served a 10-game suspension for PEDs in 2011. Banned for 2 years for NBA for violating drug problem.
Yeah.
Program.
That's what we know. We know that. That was when he was with the Grizzlies. We know that.
It was 2011.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know he got suspended. He was a Grizzly player.
The 10 games. So if you do PEDs, do you get 10 games? And then the next time you get a friggin' 2-year ban? Is that the way it works? Like, I am so... Weirdly, unlike every other sport, unlike football and unlike baseball, it's very... You never hear about it in the NBA. It is very rare. It's like here or there. Like, you know what? What's his name? Al Jefferson's got to serve a suspension when he comes back. But they're not usually big deals, and they kind of go away, and nobody really knows what the deal is. But I know this. What happened was that if by the time you get suspended for the stuff, it's not like a first-time deal in the NBA. Usually what they do is they put you into like some kind of cockamamie counseling or something like that, and then they got kind of tell you behind closed doors, like, yo, strike one or whatever. Usually you don't know, is what I'm saying, in the NBA until it's a repeat violator. They usually keep it quiet until it's a repeat violator. So he had violated it, that's 5 years ago now. And so do you get 10 games, and then the next time, if you get hit again, you get thrown out of the league? Like, is that the rules?
I've got the CBA in front of me. All right. The following substances are prohibited substances under the program. Amphetamine... methamphetamine, MDMA, cocaine, LSD, opiates, heroin, codeine, morphine, PCP, marijuana, steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, and masking agents. Random testing. All players are subject to 4 random tests each season from October 1st through June 30th. All such tests are scheduled and conducted by an independent third-party entity and are without prior notice to the player. The NBA and the NBPA are not involved in the scheduling of any test or the selection of players for testing. Let's see here. Here's what it says under penalties. Number one, penalties. Drugs of abuse. If a player tests positive for a drug of abuse during random testing or reasonable cause testing, he will be dismissed and disqualified from the NBA. A player will also be dismissed and disqualified from the NBA if he is convicted of or pleads guilty to no contest or a crime involving the use or possession of a drug of abuse.
So what was the first part of that you would get dismissed or disqualified for?
A drug of abuse. If a player tests positive for a drug of abuse during random testing or reasonable cause testing, he will be dismissed and disqualified from the NBA.
So that's what happened.
I'm trying to find the suspension part here. Like, where do you get the 10 games? Okay, SPEDs. So these are masking agents. If a player tests positive the first time for SPEDs, is what we'll call them, during random testing or reasonable cause testing, the player will be suspended for 10 games and will be required to enter the SPEDs program. A second positive test for them will result in a 25-game suspension, and they have to re-enter.
It wasn't PEDs.
A third positive test will result in a one-year suspension.
All right, it wasn't PEDs.
It was a drug of abuse.
So they random tested him, and he had done cocaine or something.
Yeah.
Weed's not on there. What was it? Cocaine, heroin, or what?
It is amphetamines, methamphetamines, cocaine, LSD, opiates, heroin, codeine, morphine, and PCP.
Oh, so syrup, too.
And marijuana.
He could have been sipping on some syrup.
Steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, and masking agents are known as SPEDs. The drugs of abuse
It wasn't PEDs.
No, it wasn't. It was either amphetamine, methamphetamine, molly, cocaine, LSD, opiates, heroin, codeine, morphine, marijuana. And then you can go suspend them for marijuana. You can get kicked out of the league for marijuana.
What I'm saying is if you take any of those and then they random test you and it pops up, you get thrown out of the league, huh?
Yeah.
So if you did molly...
Marijuana is not considered a drug of abuse.
I'm saying, but if you did molly or
molly,
did syrup...
Molly, cocaine, LSD, heroin,
If you do any of those...
They kick you out of the league.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
No wonder they all smoke weed.
Sean Kemp's probably the reason for these rules.
That's crazy.
That is.
Johnny Football got like four games, didn't he? You guys got everything running through his system right now. Holy mackerel. So they random test. That's what happened here. They random tested OJ, and he had done a, quote, drug of abuse. And he tested positive for it, and they kicked him out of the league. The crazy thing is that I've never heard of that happening before. Right? Isn't that the most wild part of all of it? Like, how are you telling me they've never tested a guy that's done cocaine, or they never tested a guy that, like, did syrup or took some molly or something? Really? Like, nobody's ever been caught except for O.J. Mayo? They're all, every player in the league? I mean, that's some terrible luck if you're O.J. Mayo, right? Obviously, the guy should not be doing drugs. Let me get that out of the way. But also, it's pretty unbelievable that he would be the only one. O.J. Mayo kicked out of the NBA. Whew! Man, that's sad. Number two, the Grizzlies and Chandler Parsons. And now we're number one. Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas came on. He has a good relationship with Chandler Parsons and reporting about it. And the things, if you did not hear him in our number one, a couple of things that McMahon said that were of great interest were that Conley has evidently been talking to Chandler Parsons for weeks, and all of their conversations have circled around them playing together in Memphis, which A, tells you Mike Conley expects to be playing for Memphis. B, tells you that Mike Conley has been recruiting Chandler Parsons for some time now to try to get here, and they have developed a relationship and that Parsons really likes Conley. He also went on to tell us that he thinks it is going to be between the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers. They'll both offer the same amount of money. The only possible difference could be a fourth year if you made it like a player option, right? Contract-wise. But the Grizzlies are meeting with him, and they know what they're up against, which is he was offered a four-year max from the Portland Trailblazers. So that's the game. You gotta offer that if you're going to get him. And then did talk about how he loves J.B. Bickerstaff, who is the associate head coach for the Grizzlies now alongside David Fizdale, and that they had built a great relationship. So I would imagine that that'd be pretty great to have in the meeting. McMahon also said it would be smart for the Grizzlies to bring Justin Timberlake to the to the meeting if they could. Maybe they'll try. Who knows? But Grizzlies officials are out in Los Angeles and are meeting with Chandler Parsons, I believe, as we speak. The J.B. Bickerstaff stuff actually is very promising because there's a level of trust and a relationship that had been built prior to. You're not just going in blind, right? Anytime you walk into a room and you're hugging the guy that you're meeting with, that's pretty good. And you also have reason to believe what he tells you. You know, because he knows you. It's not just some guy spouting off and making promises to you about the way things are going to be. There is a prior level of trust that exists there. So between Conley recruiting him and Bickerstaff, you know, he thought that McMahon thought, you know, it'd be maybe hard to beat Portland for him, but that they're in there. They've certainly got a chance. And so their meeting is today, and we'll find out, I'd imagine, over the weekend what Chandler Parsons is going to do. But make no mistake about it, they really want him, and it appears that their competition is Portland. A lot of guys have already agreed to contracts, and I'm not going to have time during the top five to go through all of them, but I will. The one that stood out last, like the only time I think last night that I went, wait, what, was the Mozgov deal. Did we get Mozgov didn't even play in the playoffs. You didn't even see him. He wasn't even around. And so the Lakers giving Timofey Mozgov 4 years and $64 million. And I know it's all funny money anyway, but that one was like, wait, what? Everybody said, you know, you're going to be shocked by the numbers, you're going to be shocked by the numbers, all this kind of stuff. But, like, and there's a lot of guys that, like, have gotten signed, and when you see the numbers, they look huge. I guess the only reason I think in the back is, like, when guys that didn't even play get paid $16 million. Like, he was on it. Like, isn't your goal to be awesome? Well, like, his team was awesome. They won the title, and he didn't even play. So that's what's crazy to me. Guys, I would think the bare minimum in order to be getting paid a ton of money would be that you played basketball a lot for the team that you were previously on. And that was not so with Mozgov. So that was just bizarre. So that was the one that stood out, but I'm going to get to what everybody else signed for coming up. Number three. Number four. There was a debate last night about, in the midst of our little board during free agency, John Martin started this big IHOP Waffle House debate, of which I don't even want to get involved with at this moment. But I brought up Cracker Barrel, and for the most part, I would say the majority of people obviously agreed with me on Cracker Barrel, as did John Roser. But then Jeff Calkins started besmirching Cracker Barrel, which makes me... I don't know. Here's what I'll say. I'm going to tell you this. All right. From 9 to 11, there is a show on this station. It is called The Jeff Calkins Show. And as far as I'm concerned, they should change the name to The Maniac Show. The guy is an absolute maniac. And here's what I think. If you don't like Cracker Barrel, you should be put on a federal watch list. And I'm dead serious about that. I am more nervous about you than I am people that are convicted felons. It says everything I need to know about you if you don't like Cracker Barrel. So I can't even believe I got into a discussion and that there was somebody that relented on Cracker Barrel. You should be on a federal watch list. End of story. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to get into the debate about breakfast restaurants and all this baloney. I'm saying my piece, and that's what I believe. And if you do come into contact and you meet somebody that does not like Cracker Barrel, run. Run away from him. I'm disappointed because the guy that hosts the show before me, the guy he's an absolute maniac. I didn't know that until today. But only maniacs, absolute maniacs, don't like the Cracker Barrel. You should be put on a federal watch list. And that's the end of that. All I will tell you is if you meet somebody and they tell you they don't like Cracker Barrel, you cannot trust that person. End of story. You cannot trust them. Oh, how about this? I just saw a little breaking news. Is Al Jefferson? Indiana Pacers? Who is that? Al Jefferson, yeah. Al Jefferson and the Indiana Pacers? Oh, I had missed that one. So that one just came along. All right, what do you get, 3 years? 3 years, $30 million for Big Al, huh? Huh. All right. Well, I'll get to that also with the all the stories that came out, all the contracts that were given out. And number five is... I got bad news yesterday. This is bad news all around, by the way. Okay? So, first, O.J. Mayo is now kicked out of the NBA. But now let's go a little further. The Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence had already been suspended for 4 games. And then yesterday it comes down that Rolando McClain got suspended for 10 games. Rolando McClain, when he had come back and played for the Cowboys, he was awesome. I mean, absolutely awesome. Like, what I thought he was going to be when he was coming out of college. He never fulfilled that when he was playing for the Raiders. But he got suspended yesterday for the first 10 games of the season for the NFL for violating the substance abuse program. And he had signed earlier this year a one-year deal. He had signed a one-year deal to come back and play for the Cowboys this year. And now the guy's going to miss the first 10 games of the season. Because I always had a soft spot for him because they got him after Sean Lee went down. He had, like, you know, Sean Lee, like, bust his knee and was out for the year. And then they brought in McClain, and McClain was outstanding. Damn, man, this guy can't stop taking drugs. 10 games. I mean, Randy Gregory, defensive end for the Cowboys, already out for the first 4 games. DeMarcus Lawrence, who led the Cowboys in sacks last year, he got suspended for the first 4 games. And now Rolando McClain got suspended for the first 10. It's all going to hell, Roser, before the NFL season even starts. Good grief. Thanks a lot, Rolando McClain. Back after this.
It's the UFC 200 Watch Party at The Rec Room.
The UFC 200 Watch Party.
Book your living room at The Rec Room.
Or just come out and hang.
Saturday, July 9th.
Watch UFC 200 with John Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier.
And the megastar Brock Lesnar taking on Mark Hunt.
UFC 200.
It's The Rec Room UFC 200 Party.
Hosted by John Martin and 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash with Five Ash Roofing. As many of you have heard, we don't offer the too good to be true special. However, we can now offer you a shingle with a limited lifetime warranty, a non-prorated warranty against staining, and a lifetime labor warranty. We have teamed up with Atlas and 3M to offer you the Pinnacle Pristine Dimensional Shingle with Scotchgard. There's way too many benefits to mention in this ad, but the highlights are a wind rating of 130 miles an hour, a wider, stronger nailing surface, the only shingle available with a lifetime non-prorated warranty against the black streaks caused by algae, and 3 established companies backing it up, Atlas, 3M, and 5 Ash Roofing. What this means to you is a superior shingle in the Pinnacle Pristine by Atlas, Scotchgard by 3M, and the best labor warranty in the business by 5 Ash Roofing. Call 901-488-4991 for all the details or check us out at memphisroofer.com. Pinnacle Pristine Shingles with Scotchgard and 5 Ash Roofing. Simply the best.
5 Ash Roofing. It's what we do. We're here for you.
Hey, men. When your partner starts getting romantic, do you start getting nervous? Afraid you won't live up to expectations? That doesn't need to happen. If erectile dysfunction or other performance issues are getting you down, the Memphis Men's Clinic can lift more than your spirits. Our physicians focus exclusively on treating your ED discreetly and successfully. We offer a personalized medical solution the same day, right in the office, that will help you overcome your ED, recapture your youthful performance, and regain your confidence. Your office visit is only $99 for a limited time and includes a test dose of your personalized medication. And if it doesn't work for you, your office visit is free. One visit will have you looking forward to your love life again instead of looking for excuses. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304 or online at memphismensclinic.com and ask about our incredible Priapus shot that can make all therapies work better, increase ability, and even size.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over this country as a real estate developer way back when, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and he opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone, of course, now knows as Folk's Folly. Even more, Humphrey wanted to make sure that people could enjoy these Folk's Folly favorites at their own home, and that's why he created the market, now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but this is Gary Parrish telling you it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town, so make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your four to the next level. The address, it's 555 South Mendenhall. It's right next to Folk's Folly, or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com and get everything you need to grill like a legend.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need SomaBiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter SomaBiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-300-1187. Strict limit of one per household. SomaBiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be SomaBiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-300-1187. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Will they tell me off a pie up in the sky? Waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never seem to hear.
This is awful. I just saw this tweet come across my timeline. It said, "Bright side for OJ Mayo. He's still not the most disgraced USC Trojan named OJ." All right, that's terrible. OJ Mayo got kicked out of the freaking NBA. What a world.
So, brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. They're 2600 Ridgeway Road. They're also on the web, lexusofmemphis.com. If you go to lexusofmemphis.com, you can scroll through the entire pre-owned selection there. Unbelievable luxury cars at affordable prices. Lexus of Memphis. Go over there and see my man Sean Kelly and say, "Hook me up, Sean Kelly." 2600 Ridgeway Road, on the web, lexusofmemphis.com.
So what, Al Jefferson just got 3 years, $30 million from the Indiana Pacers. So the Indiana Pacers, they're going to have what, Jeff Teague and Al Jefferson and who else they get? They got Paul, obviously they bring back Paul George. Who was the other one that they got? Didn't they get somebody else in a deal? I feel like Indiana got somebody else.
Thaddeus Young.
Oh, yeah, Bad Thad. Huh. Kind of an interesting roster so far for Larry Bird. I wonder what Al Jefferson still got left in the tank, you know?
They still have Monte Ellis, too.
Yeah, they still got Monte Ellis, huh?
Between Jeff Teague, Monte Ellis, Paul George, Al Jefferson, Thad Young, are there enough shots to go around?
Good point. All right, so one of the things, the last night is Bobby Marks, who is the former executive for the New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets, said that His lesson of last night was it was a great night to be a restricted free agent, and it was a great night to be a big guy. That was like that's when they signed off last night. And when you talk about the restricted free agents, it kind of helped form. You know, we've had a couple one-offs, like LaMarcus Aldridge going to the Spurs, which is kind of extenuating circumstances. He had like quite the falling out, it appeared, with Portland, even in that series. That you remember that? Remember when the Grizzlies played against them in that playoff series, and the story came out that he flew separately from the team, like during the playoffs? You knew things were weird, right? So there's a little something going on there. Clearly, he did not want to be a Portland Trailblazer anymore, and for whatever reason, it didn't jibe with Lillard. And then on the other one was Greg Monroe, which you got to believe, like, the Pistons weren't dying to not lose Greg Monroe because it was not a great fit next to Andre Drummond. And so that one happened. But generally, guys have gone back to their teams, and that held true again last night. And will continue to, and that's why everybody still thinks, yeah, restricted guys have not left. I have not heard anything on Fournier, have you, from Orlando? He's a big restricted guy, and I don't know what kind of offer sheets have been put out there for Alan Crabb, because Portland will have a well, that'd be interesting, right? If they got Parsons, wouldn't you go after Crabb? Roser? They wouldn't have money to do that. It's kind of 6-1, you know what I mean? He was one of those names that I talked about. So if you lost out on Chandler Parsons, wouldn't you go and offer Alan Crabb a ton of money?
Well, there's already been, Aldridge reported they've contacted Solomon Hill, too.
Yeah, Solomon Hill from Indiana, who I like. They're not, obviously, he's not going back to Indiana.
Yeah. No.
That's not happening. Baseball's
still out there.
Right. They said $19, $20 million bucks, though.
Yeah, I would not pay him that much money.
I'm saying, here's the thing. You could really put the screws to Portland. Okay, fine. You beat us on Chandler Parsons. Watch this.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to pay. If they pay Chandler Parsons a max, they're not paying Alan Crabb a boat on, right? You just wouldn't do that. So Alan Crabb might be gettable. That's a weird deal. Because that was one of the names we brought up, and he's a restricted free agent. And I think an interesting guy, certainly a good little prospect for the Grizzlies to take a look at as a wing. And if you got beat, if it is a heads up, if this is a showdown for Parsons between the Grizzlies and Portland, they will not be able to spend a ton of money on Alan Crabb if they get Chandler Parsons. Therefore, you'd miss out on Parsons, but you'd go off of Crabb a lot of money.
Real quick from our buddy Matt Herdlicka.
Yeah,
you know, friend of the program and resident NBA nerd.
Yeah,
he a quick calculation from him. So he's doing some math here. Quick calculation: the difference between the Oregon and Tennessee state income tax means Parsons would make roughly $4.6 million more in Memphis on a $94 million deal.
Well, that's not that big of a deal.
Just saying,
4.6 out of 90. That's not that big of a deal.
Just saying.
Here's the big thing. It's a $95 million deal. That's the important part of that equation to me.
Hey, $5 million ain't a big deal?
I know.
Why don't you go tell that to Antoine Walker?
Why don't you go tell the O.J. Mayo?
I saw this. Who was it? I think it was Maven Ken.
O.J. wasn't even under contract either. He was a free agent. You didn't have a team.
Had it. Ken Berger said, not that there's a good time to get banned for drug abuse, but this is the worst time. One team exec says Mayo cost himself $30 to $40 million.
Man, what? Well, you want to go see OJ? He's probably going to be playing to the courts at Mount Moriah next year. Hustling guys.
Here are the guys who have been disqualified from the NBA. In 1986, John Drew. 1988, Dwayne Washington. 1989, Chris Washburn. 1993, Richard Dumas.
That was coke. Those are like, that was when they had a problem with cocaine, like some of those years then you're bringing back.
Yeah, 86, Michael Ray Richardson. 87, Lewis Lloyd. 87, Mitchell Wiggins.
The 80s, they had a big coke problem.
Yeah, these are guys who have been disqualified from the league. 91, Roy Tarpley. 95, Roy Tarpley again. They got disqualified from the league twice,
Damn, Roy.
99, Stanley Roberts. And then in 2006, Birdman.
Wow. Wow, man.
Yeah.
That is a dubious list, to say the least. So, OJ out of the league, kicked out of the league. All right, back to the Parsons stuff. And I'm being serious about that. If they beat you on him, they are not going to spend a boatload of money on Alan Crabb. And so you might be able to swoop in and offer him a bunch of money and be able to get him to walk away, because they're still gonna be looking forward, and they're gonna have to, what's his name is gonna make a fortune, McCollum. I mean, he's gonna make a fortune coming up when it's his turn to get paid. The other one, so restricted guys stayed. Nicholas Batum stayed in Charlotte. Jordan Clarkson stayed in Los Angeles. Oh, well, here's some of the interesting, some of the 5-year deals that these guys have gotten. I think those are kind of interesting because you wonder when everybody's saying like, oh, this guy's getting the max and this guy's getting the max and this guy's getting the full max, right? Like it seems like these teams they did give guys the fifth year. And then, but these numbers aren't like, what was the final number I gave out on Conley? Okay. So like a full on, the projection for a full on max was 5 years, $152 million, right? And what we're saying is you probably want to partial that fifth year or do something, you know, with it if you can. Like that would be what you'd want to do. And what it seemed like is a lot of these teams, like when you've seen these numbers getting thrown around, you haven't seen 5 152 like it would be for Conley. You have seen like 5 years, $120 million in the Nick Batum case. I think Drummond's was like 5 years, $130 million, and I know that like it's different levels depending on how long you've been in the league and whatever, but I'm just saying I don't think Conley's contract, whenever you see it eventually get reported, is going to be 5 years, $152 million. Like the full max. When everybody's saying that's a max guy.
Yeah, DeRozan's is like five, and it's between like 139 and 145.
Right.
Yeah.
You can see that with Conley,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I
think DeRozan's is the one to look at when you talk about Conley.
So
I think
like DeRozan's in the 130 range. 5 years, 130-something.
Yeah, I mean, DeRozan's is between, I've seen 139 and I've seen 145.
Well, because the most another team could give Conley, I think, was, what was it, 112? Is that right?
112, 113.
Yeah, yeah, right around there, like 112. So you had that $40 million wiggle room between there. So you split the difference. That's what I kind of always thought. It's like, all right, you don't give him, you give him the fifth year, and then it's either like a partial guarantee in that fifth year, or it's not a partial guarantee, but you're not paying him $153 million or whatever it is. You're paying him that $130 million range. He's going to be rich. I'm worried about him. All right. So then DeMar DeRozan went back. The Mozgov one is the one that I went, what? Just because, listen, it's all funny money. Everybody knew that that the numbers were going to get crazy, but we would still go, wow, on some of them. It's just like I thought. I'm always shocked. Like the guy did not play. I think I read this morning he played like 26 minutes or something in the playoffs or something. It was something crazy like that. He didn't even play. And so like that's when I'm like shocked. You're not even a starter. Like isn't the goal to be an awesome team? I guess if you're Lakers, like what are we talking about? That's gotta be awesome anyway. But like that. I don't know. That was stupid. Timofey Mozgov, 4 years, $64 million. That was outrageous to me. I thought Jeremy Lin's deal was good. I thought he was going to get more money than that. He got 3 years, $36 million. I thought Brooklyn got a good deal on Jeremy Lin. Am I wrong about that? I think that's a good deal for Jeremy Lin. It makes me super, super. You know what made me super sad for when I saw that? Is Chalmers. That breaks my heart. Chalmers would have gotten really, I mean, when that Achilles popped, you just knew right then. And it's like, ugh. And the age and having to come back from this injury and all this. He'd have gotten big money. Chalmers would have gotten big. Look at this free, especially now you look at this free agent point guard class.
There are no point guards, yeah.
Chalmers would have raked.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I saw this morning DJ Augustine got 4 years, $29 million. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, Mario Chalmers is better than DJ Augustine.
Of course he is.
Chalmers, I don't know. Do you think he's better than Jeremy Lin?
I think he could have gotten that.
Yeah.
I think he could have gotten every bit of a $12 million contract.
Absolutely.
From somebody. Mm-hmm. And I do think there were teams that would prefer him over Lin. Lin's probably, I don't know. I like Chalmers, man. I think Chalmers is a gamer.
I do, too.
Absolute gamer. And that just, it breaks my heart.
Well, maybe we'll
bring money,
him back.
I know. This money is flying around, though. And this is, he was a free agent. Mario Chalmers was a free agent at the perfect time, at the perfect position. And he doesn't get to cash in on it, you know? Oh, it makes me sick just thinking about it. It really does. I feel so bad for that dude. Because, I mean, you busts Achilles in a crap season, too. Hassan Whiteside stayed in Miami. I mean, he was the one that was leaving, right? If there was this year's Aldridge, there was this year's Greg Monroe, the restricted guy, The guy, he wasn't restricted, but the guy that was going to leave his team, even he stayed home. He's staying with the Miami Heat. Hassan Whiteside is. Ish Smith got a 3-year, $18 million deal with the Pistons. I always got a soft spot in my heart. That guy's grinded it out. I was glad to see him get it. I'm not even gonna debate, you know, whether or not he's worth it or not. He's a good backup point guard that can change the pace of the game. And that Joker owns 10 NBA jerseys for different teams. And he's grinded it out and got his payday.
So if he got his $18 million, good for him.
Yeah, good on him. Absolutely. Good for Ishmael. Brad Beal got a monster deal, 5 years, 130. Drummond got 5 years, 130. So that kind of been the complex. That's what I think the Conley range is going to be in. I think it'll be 5 years between 130 and 140. When
Brad
it's
Beal got a monster deal. He's injured a lot. Will his body heal?
I'm going to let that breathe.
We're just going to rhyme here. Lay by the bay and make things out of clay and eat some hay.
I'm going to let that breathe, too. Saw the report last night that the Knicks are interested in Courtney Lee. My first thought was that would be a perfect fit next to Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I saw Courtney Lee and Evan Turner are two they're interested
in. Nah, I ain't crazy about Turner. But Lee, listen, that team, I actually would love that fit.
He would be perfect.
Well, because you got Rose, Anthony, and Porzingis, right? And then Noah's a role player now. An expensive one, but that's what he is. It's not going to be a major part of your offense, right? He can grab your offensive rebounds, putbacks.
He can still rebound.
Yeah, and he's still rebound. Like, I mean, but he is a role player and a willing role player who passes. And that is exactly what Courtney is. That's why it's a great fit. You have to have, everybody can't be, everybody can't need their buckets.
Yeah, you got Derrick Rose, Porzingis, and Carmelo. Now you need to be looking at role players if you're the Knicks. That's what you need.
And Courtney is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be between Rose and Carmelo. Courtney would be perfect. He's not going to ever take too many shots. I thought that was actually very, very smart if the Knicks can pull that off.
Yeah,
he's a great fit there.
I worry, though, if Rose and Carmelo are going to take, if they're going to take the shots away from Porzingis, because that's the guy it needs to be focusing on and building around him towards the future. Like, that's what it should be for the Knicks.
Still just a second year, though.
It is. It is.
Still just a second year. I don't think he's ready to carry the load and be the guy.
No.
Okay, and then you got the Bazemore stuff out there, and Zach Lowe said last night, 19 to 20 million bucks for Kent Bazemore.
I'd back away.
I love Kent Bazemore, but when I saw that number, 20 million, I was like, what? I thought we were talking more like 15, 16, maybe 17. 20 million bones for Kent Bazemore. There's just no, reality has been altered. Let's just say that. And when I saw that, so now we had Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas on in the first hour. Grizzlies meeting with Chandler Parsons, or rather, I guess, are this morning and trying to woo him. And he said that Conley has been working on him and that he has a great relationship with J.B. Bickerstaff. He loves J.B. Bickerstaff, who's, of course, now the associate head coach for the Memphis Grizzlies. So maybe we'll get some news today. Hey, well, maybe we'll get the obligatory, their meeting went well. Back after this, Chris Vernon Show.
Don't miss 92.9's Gary Parrish Show Celebrity Week with hosts Dan Williams from the Raiders.
Hey, the guy's a first-round pick. He's 6'2", he's 330 pounds.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland, former Grizzlies center and radio host Ryan Hollins.
Ryan Hollins!
And former Memphis Tigers star Will Coleman. Gary Parrish Celebrity Week, only on 92.9.
Memphis Barbecue Supply wants to help you celebrate the 4th of July. Be the envy of your neighborhood with a brand new Primo ceramic grill and a bag of premium Rockwood Love charcoal. Primo grills are the only ceramic grill made in the USA. Special discounts on all grilling accessories, charcoal, wood, and over 250 rubs and sauces with customer service and expertise supplying the winners for this year's Memphis and May Barbecue Festival. Come to Memphis Barbecue Supply today before you start grilling for the 4th of July. 7124 Stage Road in Bartlett.
Hey guys, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts. I had my NeoGraft procedure done over 3 years ago, and the results have been spectacular. I have a thicker, fuller head of hair. I have more confidence in how I look, and it was the best decision that I have ever made. I have recommended many friends to go see the good people at New Body Concepts and MemphisHairDoctor.com, and they have said the exact same thing. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. Gone are the days of messy scars and painful procedures. Now it's a simple in-and-out one-day process that can get you on your way to a thicker, fuller head of natural-looking hair. Why is it natural? Because it's your own hair. They can explain it better to you, though, than I can. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR. They're the number one NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. MemphisHairDoctor.com. Check out the website. New Body Concepts is the company. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR. 855-865-HAIR.
At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the drive and discovery event is still going strong, and it's time to make the move to your new ride. So make a move to Gossett on the Pike. Gossett won't be beat with 2016 Jeep Patriot, $189 a month or just $15,988. 2016 Dodge Challenger, $289 a month or buy it for $22,988. 2016 Dodge Charger, $299 a month or $23,988. 2016 Jeep Cherokee, $20,988 or just $259 a month, or 2016 Ram 1500 Crew Cab. Unbelievable at $12,500 off. From Memphis, Collierville, Covington, Millington, or anywhere in the Mid-South, you won't find a better deal on your next Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, and that's our Gossett guarantee. So drive past the rest and come for the best at Gossett Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, 1901 Covington Pike.
Dealer stock only, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. DF-498-75 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. Offer ends 6/30/16.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if I told you that you could dramatically increase your company's income by selling to the government without their cumbersome RFP process? You'd probably be skeptical. I mean, you'd love a piece of the government's $7 trillion in annual spending, but skipping the RFP process just sounds too good to be true, right? It was, until we created Smart Procure, the ultimate tool for targeting the over 70% of government spending that does not go to bid. To prove you can actually avoid the RFP process, we'll give you a free list of the top 10 government agencies currently buying what you're selling. Just text SMART to 67076. Smart Procure reveals when government agencies last bought a product, how much they paid, how often they switched vendors, and even how much your competitors are charging. For a free list of the top 10 government agencies buying what you're selling, text SMART to 67076. That's SMART to 67076. S-M-A-R-T to 67076.
This is Craftsman.
Extreme Stories of Extreme Grip.
Summer of 84, Steve Barry, known for his sticky bats, gets tossed out of 14 games for enhancing his bat grip. He tried honey, syrup, coal tar, not pine tar, coal tar.
That's extreme.
Steve knows grip, so he uses Craftsman Extreme Grip screwdrivers and socket sets that give him the grip he needs on strip screws and rounded bolts. This July, select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools on sale all month at your neighborhood Ace. Craftsman, when it matters.
Here comes the legal.
Valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
Have fun and fly safe with today's Perks Deal. Half off 2 hours of open jump at SkyZone Memphis. Enjoy a great workout combined with awesome, healthy fun. SkyZone is fun for just about any age, shape, or size. And it's the ultimate 3D play experience. They've been voted the number one out-of-the-box workout and the best party ever. SkyZone believes fitness can be fun and play can be smart. Come see what the fun is all about. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Down with the king for years, about 10 of them. Recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter could beat her banging out. Chiefs rocking beats in the streets and it's time for hanging out. Gather or rather for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a...
I went back through the old blog, Roser, to see if I had the original picture of me and OJ and Darrell together, and I can't find the picture back here. That's why I found the draft night thing that I wrote, and it says, this is the post I put. What year is this? 8 years ago now? Grizzlies land the greatest draft pick of all time. This is what I wrote. Forget about O.J. Mayo. In the deal with Love and Mayo comes the biggest draft pick in the Grizzlies' history, Adriana Lima. Lima is the fiance of Marco Yarick. If Coach Cal could have gotten Negadu, we would have Marissa Miller and Adriana Lima. Jeez. Oh, it's that guy. That's that guy that went to Tennessee. Remember that? Remember that guy? Like, what's his name? Something Negadu and his...
And oh, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Negadu. And,
yeah.
Like, and then Marissa Miller was, like, connected to him.
Yeah.
It was, like, at Tennessee games or whatever. And then I said, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest Grizzlies fan ever, Adriana Lehman, had a picture of her. She never came to a game. Ever. That was what that draft night was. O.J. Mayo and Darrell Arthur. Wow. Crazy, man. That guy's out of the league 8 years down the road. I was the president of the O.J. Mayo fan club, for goodness sake. So this is a very, 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 very sad day, to say the least. Hey, you know what I saw over the weekend? I know the Grizzlies aren't playing in this one this year. They're playing back in Vegas. But the Orlando Summer League starts this weekend. So you got to what you got to do at the next break, Rose, is pull up those rosters and see if there's any of those teams. Because they're going to start on, like, NBA TV tomorrow morning. And I usually do. I am the guy that will, like, I'll just turn on NBA TV and I'll watch them, like, see for the first time. I remember last year watching those games, like, even the ones, and the Grizzlies were obviously the greatest summer league team of all time. They won the title, for goodness sakes. And, like, all their games went to overtime, and Russ Smith was awesome. And there was a Jason Marks is the coach. And at one point, DeMichael Green came in and scored, like, what was it, like 11 straight points or something against Frank Kaminsky, and then started puking behind the bench and couldn't play anymore. And, you know, it was our chance to see Andrew Harrison for the first time, whatever. Or I actually do watch those games. I remember seeing Stanley Johnson and thinking, whoa, whoa, from Detroit. Remember seeing, who are the other ones that stood out? Miles Turner. Every time I watch Indiana in the summer league, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is unbelievable. Miles Turner, I remember that. And he was good during the season. I mean, that's weird, because we were just talking about them, Roser. Like, who do they sign? Al Jefferson? I don't know if you want me taking Miles Turner minutes away, right? That's a little odd, because I think that guy's going to be really good. Obviously, they're losing Ian Mahimi or whatever. But
yeah, I think the thing, Jefferson's going to back him up.
Miles Turner?
I think he's going to back him up.
They signed him to 3 years, Al. A weird one. It was a little odd, right? But anyway, back to the summer league thing. I remember seeing some of these guys. I like looking at the rookies, right? It's the first time I get to see them on a court. I am that guy. I mean, I'm the, you know, big enough basketball fan that I will flip on those summer league games and I'll check them out. So pull up those Orlando rosters. We'll do it in our next segment. Poncho's cheese dip. It's the best dip on the planet. It's been made in Memphis for 60 years. And you can get Poncho's at two of their local restaurants, which are one's in West Memphis, one's at Summer at White Station. And the one at Summer at White Station, you can go in there, and they've got you don't have to go in. They got a window, Tacos to Go, where you can go and get tacos to go, trays of enchiladas, dinners, and you can also get the dips there. You can also get your dips at any of the local grocery stores, or you can buy it online and send it to people that are out of town that miss Poncho's Cheese Dip. It's ponchoscheesedip.com. They've got original cheese dip, white cheese dip. They've got hot and mild salsa. They've got hot dip. They've got the new Chipotle cheese dip. Poncho's is the best. They use the best ingredients, highest standards. You'll love it. The best dip on the planet, Poncho's Cheese Dip. So free agency still kicking it. We have not heard anything about the meeting with Chandler Parsons that the Grizzlies have. It seems like they are in a duel with the Portland Trailblazers for the services of Chandler Parsons. Back after this, Chris Vernon Show.
Raiders star Dan Williams, Memphis Mayor Strickland, and more. It's Celebrity Week, Tuesday through Friday, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Only on WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM.
It's time to celebrate. Now you can find wine at your local Walmart. So pick up a great selection of your favorites like Barefoot, Woodbridge, J-Lore, Kendall Jackson, and more. Walmart is sure to have something you'll love. Get groceries, wine, and everything else you need for your 4th of July celebration at everyday low prices. Make your holiday memorable with the wine you want from Walmart. Please drink responsibly. Not available in all stores.
Joining a country club doesn't have to break the bank, at least not with the options at Irene Golf and Country Club. There are multiple platinum membership options to choose from, all with no initiation fee. And all membership packages include carts and range balls. And for you younger guys, 35 or younger, only $130 a month for the Young Executive membership. Individual weekday membership packages available for only $160 a month. Irene Golf and Country Club, featuring a challenging layout with championship Bermuda greens. The course looks fantastic. So this isn't some smoke and mirrors thing. It's a legit and challenging golf course with all the amenities you want. Driving range, restaurant, bar, gym, tennis, pool. They've got it all. And you aren't required to spend a monthly amount in the pro shop or the bar. If all you want to do is golf, then golf. It's Irene Golf and Country Club. Simply put, an amazing golf and country club experience right here in Memphis off Hacks Cross. On the web at IreneGolfCC.com or call 752-1521. Irene Golf and Country Club.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.